Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith, and I thank you for joining me today. Well, with the Lord's help, we're going to conclude a message I've been sharing on stress, a spiritual opportunity. And we've looked at 8 points, or we will look at the 8th one today, on areas that do cause stress in our lives. And I should mention, if you would like to hear the other areas, please feel free to go to our website. You can click on the broadcast and they are archived there, and you can listen at your convenience. But now let's begin to look at the final area that causes stress in our lives, and that is the stress of impatience. Have you ever wished you could change the people in your life? Do you ever become impatient with them? If you had a magic wand and could wave it over your loved ones or your friends or the people you work with and immediately change them, what would you change? You undoubtedly know exactly what is best for them and how they should change and the kind of people they should be. Well, I'm afraid that's something we all have a problem with, impatience with people, or sometimes impatience with situations. We in our society that we live in, it's an instant society. We get emails practically instantly. There's microwaves. Everything is done on an almost immediate basis. Everything is moving so fast in far as technology that we don't know what it is to really have to wait for something. And when we do, we get really impatient. And impatience, beloved, is one of the major causes of stress in our lives. Now, in regard to our relationships, there's racehorses and there's turtles. Racehorses are those who thrive on a fast-paced life. They're highly motivated, competitive, aggressive. They often long for challenges and adventure and even danger. But there are others who are turtles, and they move slowly. They require peace and quiet and are more cautious and careful. Racehorses tend to be very impatient of turtles. They find it difficult to get them to do what they want and when and how they want it. And their impatience is expressed in an attitude of frustration and judgment. Now, I know there's some of you listening out there that fit these categories. We all are guilty of being impatient. In fact, turtles can be impatient with racehorses because they're running around so fast. They're actually sometimes even wasting time. This is just a little practical thing I'm doing in my own life, asking the Lord for His direction and guidance because, well, to be honest, I am a racehorse and I run around, and if I would just be a little more calm and waiting on God, he's amazingly how He's showing me how to accomplish just as much in less time. And so, in fact, let's just take a moment. Father, you see this area of impatience. And Father, we're asking, whether it's impatience with situations or impatience with people, Father, we pray, whether we're racehorses or turtles, you will give us a godly attitude and you will deliver us from this fruit of the flesh, which is impatience. And so, Father, we just thank you for this work. We rebuke the work of the enemy, and we thank you, Lord, that you're going to give us keys, show us how to be totally dependent upon you, and that we won't allow impatience to bring stress into our lives. How do we overcome this problem of impatience? Well, I'd like to share with you James, the 5th chapter, reading verses 7 through 12. Be patient, therefore, brethren, unto the coming of the Lord. Behold, the husbandman waiteth for the precious fruit of the earth, and hath long patience for it, until he receive the early and the latter rain. Be ye also patient, establish your hearts, for the coming of the Lord draweth nigh. Grudge not one against another, brethren, lest ye be condemned. Behold, the judge standeth before the door. Take, my brethren, the prophets who have spoken in the name of the Lord for an example of suffering affliction and of patience. Behold, we count them happy which endure. Ye have heard of the patience of Job and have seen the end of the Lord. In other words, how did it all end up? That the Lord is very pitiful and of tender mercy. God blessed him more than he ever had before everything was taken from him. But above all, verse 12, above all things, my brethren, swear not, neither by heaven, neither by the earth, neither by any other oath, but let your yea be yea, and your nay, nay, lest ye fall into condemnation. So he gives us a key to developing attitude of patience, to live on the Lord's timing. If we surrender our lives, our talents, our ambitions to the Lord, we will find ourselves walking and dependent and listening to, being sensitive to the Lord's timing. If we don't, we're going to be victims of inordinate stress. Surrender, that's an arresting term to those of us with tendencies that we can only win if we run faster. You know, again, our perfect example is Jesus. If we look at his life, he was never overcome by impatience with the bondage of human will that prevented people from being and doing what they were meant to be and to do. He was never in a hurry. He had time for prayer and he had time for people. Remember, I'm thinking of that incident he was going to the house of one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. And when Jairus saw Jesus, he fell at his feet and he besought the Lord that his daughter was at the point of death. And he asked him to come and lay hands on her and heal her that she could live. And Jesus was on his way. And yet, remember the story of the woman with the issue of blood? For 12 years, she touched the hem of his garment. He wasn't in a rush. He stopped and ministered to her. And she, of course, also was healed. So he lived on his own agenda. He refused to be rushed. He refused to be restrained. And he refused to be manipulated by either his friends or his enemies. And so, beloved, God is able to take the concerns and the frustrations that make us sometimes so impatient, and he can resolve them with his intervention. See verse 5 and 7. See how the farmer waits for the precious fruit of the earth and waits patiently for it until it receives the early and the latter rain. You know, we plant a seed and place it in the ground of faith, but God gives the increase. When we can actually accept the fact that we are not ultimately in control, we can stop being in charge of people's lives and our programs for their lives. In fact, let's just take a moment there. You know, we are fairly adept at noting control in other people's lives because it impacts us negatively or others that we care about and love. But many times, we can't see the control that's operating in our own lives. We want things to go according to our plan. We want things going according to our schedule. And while we might mean well, we're just in the rush and the haste of life and getting things done. If we could pause a moment, we would probably be mortified and ashamed to realize what we're doing. We're placing our expectations on others, our demands on others, or we are just, you know, being judgmental and we're impatient and we want them to just, you know, understand and get the picture. And it's very frustrating. It just you know, to some of you are just exasperated over loved ones. And, you know, I just want to pray right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, you see those that are really having a hard time with impatience. And Lord, that is not to make light of that which is causing them frustration and causing them heartache and causing them grief. But Father, we know that impatience is not the way to respond. And Father, right now, we release these situations into your hands. We ask you to move and to undertake. Give your beloved wisdom. Just siphon off that stress and that frustration they're feeling, that impatience with the situation, with the people who sometimes continue to make the same wrong choices, the same bad choices over and over again. Father, we commit all of their cares into your hands, and we ask you to move as only you can move. And Father, we surrender our will right now. The only thing that matters is we are obedient and do your will. We're only responsible for our will, not the will of others. We only can do what God tells us to do by exhortation or prayer or whatever. And so, Father, I release them into liberty right now in Jesus' name. Father, I thank you for it in Jesus' name. Beloved, you have to know that God does have a plan and a will, and he will bring it to fruition and completion. Our job is to just pray confidently and then wait. We really don't get free of the problems that cause impatience until we can thank the Lord for what he's going to do through them and what we will learn from them. The ultimate victory, beloved, is to praise God for his attitude being established in us. As a result, we will not be conformed to this world ways of reacting, but we will be transformed by the renewing of our minds. And we will be able to do that first exhortation that James gives us, count it all joy, beloved, when ye fall into diverse temptations, knowing that the trying of your faith worketh patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Praise God. Well, beloved, I'm going to continue to pray for all of us that we will begin to excel in these areas and not let stress have dominion over our lives. If you need extra prayer, I invite you to write. The announcer will share our contact information. I love you. I pray for you every day. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.